This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The battle for Mosul, the second largest city in Iraq, is now in its second day. Iraqi government troops and Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, backed up by American ground troops, are still on the outskirts of that city. It's going to be a military fight against ISIS, of course. That group has controlled the city for the past 2 years. But Mosul is an economic target as well, as Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
The U.S. Treasury Department says the Islamic State pulled in about $1 billion last year, half from oil and gas revenue, more than a third from taxing and extorting people in places it controls, places like Mosul. Bilal Wahab, a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says Mosul has certainly been a cash cow for ISIS.
When we look at ISIS incorporated at large, not just ISIS Iraq, freeing Mosul from ISIS will actually translate into a tremendous economic hit to ISIS finances.
That's part of the strategy of the U.S.-led coalition. ISIS would need to rebuild its financing if it loses Mosul. Iraq's government, for its part, would have to rebuild roads, sanitation, and power facilities.
There's going to be a huge rebuilding job to do in Mosul. The price tag easily could go into the billions.
That's Robert Ford, a senior fellow at the Middle East Institute in Washington. He says that's a tall order for Iraq's government right now.
With low oil prices worldwide, the Iraq government will be really challenged to come up with money.
Another challenge? The UN estimates as many as 200,000 people may be forced to flee the fighting in Mosul. Some say that's a conservative number. That says aid agencies are already scrambling to cope with a global refugee crisis. Joe Nye is a professor at Harvard Kennedy School of Government.
There has not been adequate treatment of refugees in the Middle East. And so if you ask, will this all turn out neatly, it would be remarkable in terms of what's happened in the rest of the region.
So what can the U.S. do? Stuart Bowen was the U.S. Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction. He says to avoid wasting taxpayer dollars, as has happened in the past, we have to think very strategically before making any moves.
You have to secure a zone before you can begin to rebuild it. And I think too much money was lost during Iraq reconstruction because of rebuilding that occurred in very unstable zones.
Bowen says recapturing and rebuilding Mosul won't wipe out ISIS, but could be a step in that direction. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.